Hi, this is Mark Cherry, the creator and executive producer of Desperate Housewives. So if you saw last week's episode, we had the dinner party from hell. It was an evening where everything went wrong for everybody on Wisteria Lane. We messed with the structure of the show a little bit. We had a teaser that showed you what was about to happen at a party, the disastrous goings on. And then the first act was all Gabby and, you know, leading up to the party and some flashbacks to show you how her life had changed. We then did Susan, the same structure for Susan, then Lynette, then Bree. And in Act 5, of course, we got to get a little glimpse into what Dave, the mysterious Dave Williams, has been up to. And it was really, for me, you know, one of the more interesting departures I've ever done in the show. And I'm hoping the fans enjoyed it as much as my writing staff and I enjoyed writing it, because we really liked playing with how we told the story. You saw in the flashback, you know, Gabby, you know, how she got pregnant. I know some fans have been concerned because we stated unequivocally that Gabby couldn't have children about 3 years ago. And when we decided to give her children at the end of the season, when we prepared everyone for the five-year jump, we constructed some people in the obstetrics area of medicine. And they said, you know, very often, you know, people are told they can't have kids and then, you know, they get pregnant and there's no way to explain it, which we said, well, as long as we have science to back up our plot devices, you know, we will go forward with it. And so you got a little taste of that last night. And Tim Bagley played the doctor. He's an old friend of mine. We used to perform together, 30 some odd years ago in a group called The Young Americans. So Tim is a very successful actor. He's done a lot of things, Will and Grace, chiefly among them. And so I decided to have Tim come play with us here on Desperate. In Susan's storyline, we got to see the flashback of how they met. We introduced Jackson as a house painter, and you know, Susan had just gotten over her divorce, and we felt that was going to be a real nice thing for the fans to see, you know, Susan meeting Jackson for the first time and trying to understand her attitude of how she got into this romance, which she was so determined not to have be an emotional kind of fling. In Tom and Lynette's story, we see a heart attack that Tom's had. This occurred over the last 5 years and set up why he bought the red sports car, which we showed everyone in episode one of this new season. And, you know, really tried to kind of get into the mind of a man who's going through his midlife crisis. In the Bree storyline, we showed everybody how Bree fell off the wagon in the 5 years, how the combined effects of Orson going to jail and Danielle taking the baby away had contributed to a little breakdown for Bree, and how Catherine had been there for Bree. And then we also were managed to show you Dave at his Machiavellian best, setting up McCluskey for a fall with the rearranging of her furniture while she was out. And, you know, I thought Neil McDonough just did a spectacular job of setting that up. So that's last week's episode. Now let's talk about this coming week's episode. Susan is going to be miserable because Jackson is away. And we're going to see her in the very first scene getting some love advice from an unexpected source in her house. And she's going to decide to go surprise Jackson, you know, and tell him that she's willing to, you know, maybe consider some new options. And she's going to go to his apartment and discover a nasty little surprise that Jackson has already moved on. And she will do so in a very funny way. And that's going to be next week for Susan. Carlos, we're going to do kind of an interesting story with Carlos, which will feature the fantastic actress Frances Conroy, best known for playing the mother on 6 Feet Under. She will be a client of Carlos's, and he will accidentally massage her into an orgasm. And we're going to have some fun with that. And Gabrielle is going to find out about this in a very unusual way, and suddenly have a lot of problems with this woman who's now hiring Carlos to give her massages at her home. Tom is going to be renting a rehearsal space for the band, but the woman who he rents it from, Lynette, will start to become very suspicious of, and that woman will be played by Gail O'Grady, who a lot of you will remember from American Dreams and NYPD Blue.
You remember Anne, right? Anne Schilling.
Kirby's mom.
We were room parents together in the third grade.
Right. So, what the hell?
Tom, why don't we just show her?
It's for my band. Anna's been helping us find a rehearsal space.
Oh, that's right. You're a realtor.
Now, I know what you were thinking. It seems like a waste of money.
But I just got them to reduce the rent and throw in the utilities.
And you're always complaining about the noise when we practice in the garage, so, you know. What do you think?
I think it's great.
You do?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Listen, I have to be somewhere by 10, so why don't we sign the lease right now?
Wow. I was convinced that you would think it was a dumb idea.
Well, it's a little dumb, but compared to what I was thinking.
Bree, in her effort to keep Catherine happy at the business, because Orson, starting at the business, Orson's going to, you know, suddenly prove himself to be the most brilliant employee ever, and this is going to start to make Catherine feel a little useless, Bree will set Catherine up on a date with a friend of Orson's, who she does not know is an ex-con that he met in prison. At the very end, we're going to have a scene where Catherine and Mike will compare bad dating experiences. You know, Mike will have his own date storyline going on. And we're going to see Mrs. McCluskey in the hospital. And she's going to tell Edie that she's fine, but we're going to find out that she's really plotting against Dave now. And she brings in some help from her sister. And we've cast the inimitable Lily Tomlin as Mrs. McCluskey's sister. That's a little tip of the hat to the fact that I'm personally a big fan of the TV series West Wing. And Catherine Justin played the secretary to the president, Martin Sheen, on that show. And in, I think it was the end of season two. I'm pretty sure it was the end of season two. Her character was killed, and she was replaced by Lily Tomlin. And I have always thought they would make a great pair of sisters, and Catherine knows Lily socially. So we gave Lily a call, and she agreed to come play with us, which is a lot of fun. So we'll be introducing her next week. We will also find a little bit more about Dave's backstory, and he will tell Edie about his brother who mysteriously died in prison. And we'll start to wonder if that's, you know, a part of his, you know, raison d'etre, as the French say, for being on Wisteria Lane and what he's up to. So that's what you have to look forward next week. A lot of really great guest stars and some really fun stories. And don't forget to watch on ABC.